Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 11th of November, titled, What is True Fellowship? 11th of November 2015, What is True Fellowship? Yesterday, we dealt with, God was showing us in from His own word, that when does the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us? When does the blood cleanses us? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. When does it do that? And we know from that scripture, it happens, that's 1 John 1, 5 to 7, when we walk in the light and we live each day and every day in conforming with the precepts of God, in the manner of God, the way God wants us to live. When we conform to that, we must practice the truth. We must practice the truth. And then we have true unbroken fellowship with Jesus Christ. We with Him, He with us. And we with one another. Truth. In the truth we have a fellowship. We love each other as He has loved us. And then when we have this fellowship together, then the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, erasing every stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. That is the 1 John 1, 5 to 7. Now, brothers, today we are dealing with what is actually true fellowship. Now, true fellowship, let's read some scripture first, and we will take it from 1 John 17:23 first. 17:23. I in them, amplified, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the husband of our souls, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the bright morning star, the Lion of Judah, that I am, the Ancient of Days. He is speaking. Remember, He is not just our brother. He is not ashamed to call us brother when we walk in the light. But we better have the decorum, the humbleness. Oh, and it's God Almighty, Son of the living God. Not just Jesus Christ like nothing, you know. No. Oh. Awe and reverence we have. He is speaking, I in them and you in me, and He is speaking to Father God, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know without any doubt that you sent me, and that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Now he's talking about the disciples, he's not talking about the people on the mountain top whereby thousands came and ate his food and went and all that, you know. He's not talking about them, he's talking about people who are following him. We want to follow Him. Follow Him. We want to follow Him. Why? There's eternity in Him. Just having some thing, okay, I know Jesus, I follow this way, that way, is not going to cut it, brothers and sisters. To live a great life with power, with righteousness, peace and joy, we follow Him. We want to follow Him. He is the husband of our soul. Now, here He says that the world may know. In fact, there's another scripture, it says clearly, that I give you a new commandment, to love one another as I have loved you. It's a new commandment. Now, He can give the new commandment. Why? He can give the new commandment because He has given His blood and the name to be able to overcome and obey the commandment. That is why in the New Testament, He has given higher commandments. For instance, those days, as I've told many times, I was an adulterer before I came to Christ. He arrested me and washed me clean and gave me freedom and took me away from all these sins. Now, but now in Christ, if I were to lust after a woman, lust after means I look at a woman and I'm thinking of her and all that, if lust after a woman, then I'm committing adultery. Those days before the Old Testament, only when you physically commit adultery, then you're an adulterer. But Jesus Christ has given a higher commandment now. That even if you come and desire a woman in your heart and begin to look at her and begin to meditate upon her and all that, is already committing adultery in the heart. Why is He giving a higher commandment? In fact, there's another higher commandment He given us compared to the Old Testament. One, those days you must be physically murdering somebody, then you're a murderer. Here now He says, if you're angry with your brother, without a cause, you're angry. You are just angry. With a brother, you are a murderer, it is. So it's higher commandment. Why is Jesus Christ giving higher commandments? Because He has already empowered us to to cast out the spirit of anger, empowered us by His blood to control our heart and mind. Because you are a spirit being, you can control your heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell your heart to shut up. No more these things. Washed clean by the blood, you get out Satan. You get out every spirit of anger, every spirit of lust and fornication. Get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I will not lust after a man, I will not lust after a woman, even woman. Thinking of a man all the time, you know, I'll marry him. When Jesus has said no, you do not lust after them, you will wait on the Lord and you will want. You focus on the husband of your soul first. So, if I lust after a woman, I'm committing adultery. If you lust after a man, you're committing adultery. That's all. You're committing adultery. Or fornication. If you're single, you're committing fornication. And these thoughts like this will come, but you cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. He's given us a higher commandment. Why He gave us a higher commandment? So that because He has already suffered like that and gave us His blood and the name, Christian, to overcome, and His power. And that is why, brothers and sisters, this fellowship is critical, because if you fellowship, He says, love one another as He has loved us, and then you fellowship in the light, with no lie, deceit in our hearts, we open, we care for one another, sincere love from a pure heart, that's what the Bible says, you have to have sincere love from a pure heart, then you are fellowshipping with one another, that means first of all, we and Jesus Christ are fellowship. Then we are fellowshipping with each other, and then the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, if we, with the power and all, He's given us highest commandment. That means if I'm angry with somebody, with brother in Christ, or sister in Christ, without a cause, and just angry, I'm actually a murderer. So, and murderers have no eternal life. Adulterers and fornicators have no eternal life. So, brothers and sisters, today, meditate on this. If your heart is being caught like this, meditate like this and get out of this. Because the husband of your soul is not pleased. Because he suffered like that and you are grieving the Holy Spirit. He sent us with the Holy Spirit who empowers us. You ask in the name of Jesus Christ, ask the Holy Spirit, He will set you. Unless you don't want to do, because you like it. So, when people are in sin on and on, suppose I look at a woman and begin to think about it, and then whether it's in the physical woman or in the internet or in the computer, the YouTube and all that, you begin to meditate about the woman. You meditate something, either meditating about Jesus Christ and His truth and all that, or meditating good and holy things, noble things, or you're meditating on this kind of junk. You meditate something like this, then I'm an adulterer. And adulterers have no eternal life. Full stop. Keep that in mind very clearly. Because He has empowered us. Sometimes people are saying, you know, you're in Christ, so even adulterers will enter heaven. Not true. Because He has empowered us to overcome. That is why He says no. Now, in Christ we have power. He has washed our sin. But we fall into sin, confess, genuinely confess, say, Lord, sorry, and He will wash us clean again. But if you don't want to confess, you continue. You don't want to think of Jesus Christ, the suffering, the blood He has given us. You continue. Then obviously, there is no sacrifice left. That's why Hebrews says there's no sacrifice left, because you want to continue in the sin. You wish to continue in the sin. So brothers and sisters, He's fellowshipping this now. Now washes us clean when we are fellowshipping with one another with sincere love from a pure heart. Now let's look at another scripture. Another scripture here is John Ephesians 4:15-16. But speaking the truth in love in all things, both our speech and our lives, expressing His truth. And what we speak, what we think, what we conduct is expressing truth. Let us grow up in all things into Him, following His example, Jesus Christ's example. Who is the head? Christ. Who is the head? Christ is the head. From Him, the whole body, the church in all its various parts, joined and knitted firmly together. Fellowshipping, eh? All the body, whole body of everyone in the church, in all its various parts, joined and knitted firmly together by what every joint supplies. We got so many joints in our body, each joint supplies. Some joint will provide motion to lift, to walk. Some joint will provide motion to lift things. Hand, the joints in the knuckles, the joints in the fingers and all that, the grip things, the whole things, in all various parts joined and knitted firmly together by what every joint supplies. When each part is working properly, causes the body to grow and mature, building itself up in unselfish love. That means the whole church, whole congregation, whole fellowship moving up in unselfish love, caring for one another, each part supplying things to the body, each part. Knee, me, I can bend. When can you imagine, if you have knee pain, you can't bend, you know, some of our brothers and sisters would have suffered like this, and then maybe some still suffering, I pray for mercy for them, and then we can bend and get up. So now, the leg joints, the feet joints, the knuckles, the fingers joints, the elbow, the joint, neck joint, you can turn your neck, look this way, that way, observe. Then you have your neck joint can look up, can look sideways, observe everything, understand things. Now every joint can be also other things. Now all organs, every organ, Apostle Paul talks about it, ear and the eyes and all that, all working together properly causes the body to grow and mature, building itself up in unselfish love. Now in Colossians 1:18, God tells us he's also the head of the life source and leader of the body. He's the head of the life source. He's the life source, source of life and leader of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will occupy the first place. He will occupy the first place. He will stand supreme and be preeminent in everything. That is fellowship. First fellowship is he must in us, he is supreme, in preeminent. In everything we do and say, he is preeminent. Therefore, when we morning we get up, he is preeminent, he is supreme in the fellowship. That is why if one or couple few people, this happens even in the congregation I'm ministering, where I'm correcting people regularly, and I'll correct myself morning, every morning, night before going to sleep, I'll correct. Right? And then in Jesus' name, Jesus corrects me. He will convict me. The Holy Spirit convict me. Therefore, brothers and sisters, so in this condition, I walk a day. I do wrong. I could be sorry, Lord. Because I'll have conviction inside there. Conviction inside there, brothers and sisters. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today, the fellowshipping. That means how did the early church do this? They met daily. They met daily because they're living together nearby, all that. Because a group of nearby. An apostle goes to another place to minister and all. And then many are born again there, decide to follow Jesus Christ. A small group will form and care for each other. Care for each other. This is important, caring for each other. From sincere love, from a pure heart. Now when you care for each other, thinking of others, selfless. If one or two persons are selfish, self-seeking, only about themselves. Remember I told in one segment, takers, just take, don't think of anybody else. They are not true Christians. They are either not converted, but after repeated warnings, repeatedly tell them, and then they don't listen. God's word is clear, you know, the sudden destruction also comes. His word is clear, sudden destruction, brothers and sisters. This I've seen in the 20 years. After repeatedly telling people, hey, this is word of God, don't do this, brother, don't do this, sister. And then sometimes they will leave because they cannot take this constant telling about the scripture. Because they want to do sin, they cannot take it. After that, they cannot take it, they will leave. They will complain about me, of course. But I will accept it because why? My job is to tell you the scripture. And then without fear or favor, tell the truth. Why? In love. I'm telling in love. What is love? Love is telling the truth from the word of God. So when I'm ministering, even in the congregation, even now, I must be speaking out of love that each one hearing here will get to Christ closer and closer, so close with Him, intertwined with Him. If I'm speaking and counseling people in the congregation with fed up and I'm in sin. Better understand, when I'm ministering, I must put myself, meditate, get the love of Christ for everybody and then minister. Even correction will be done in love. Love doesn't mean the pretense love, no. Hello, brother. Hello, sister. Good morning, brother. That's not love. That is just manners or even false love. False humility. Guile and deception. Real love is telling Jesus, says this, brother, don't do this. But that must be, for me, I must be done in love to others. You must also do the same thing. When you tell somebody the scripture, first I must take out the log in my own eye, look at the speck then, and then deal with scripture, with love, with the hope that they will turn to Christ and become following Christ according to His word. According to His word. Otherwise, I am in sin. So, brothers and sisters, we now do fellowship, care for each other. I put a rule in the congregation, Jesus sent disciples 2 by 2, so when you're going to minister to people, go 2 by 2. Don't try to do alone, unless you have no choice. Don't make that into a regime rule. There's no laws here. God said, He sent 2 by 2 because safety for each other, helping each other, talking to their souls, ministering to others, declaring the word of God to others, talking to, then they love each other. And Jesus, there's another scripture that says, then the world will know that you belong to me. Because you love one another as I have loved you. I give you a new commandment, it says, love one another as I have loved you. And if you do this sincerely, the world will know that you belong to me. Automatically they'll know. These people love each other so much, you know. They love so much. And they care for each other. They're Christians, no? They follow Christ. They'll know. So brothers and sisters, today, no more sin, because with sin you cannot fellowship. Fellowshipping is false fellowship already. And sin, the devil knows you're hiding sin and doing all this. He will start stealing from you. That's why people who have hidden sin don't prosper in peace, joy and righteousness and happiness. Nothing there. They don't prosper. Why? The devil has a foothold. He comes and steals. He's walking as a roaring lion seeking whom he must swallow. He's coming to swallow. Brothers and sisters, today, proper fellowship, form a small group, take care of one another, love one another as Jesus Christ has loved you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.